This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Well, there wasn't much conversation about drafting him here when he came out because he was going to go too high. I mean, everybody knew how high he was going to go, and it wasn't going to be, it just wasn't in our place at that point in time. But, I mean, I just saw him on tape. It's like, what a perfect fit for the Ravens. You know, he would be, that's the kind of back you wanted to have. He just seemed so different. And then, you know, playing against him, a lot of envious eyes. But I just appreciate the way he's fit in here as a teammate, the way he's fit into the offense, the way the offense has fit him in.
All right, listening to that cut, and I didn't even know it until you brought it up. Are you calling BS, Nolan McGraw, on John Harbaugh's explanation for, you know, he was going to go too high, et cetera, et cetera, would have been a perfect fit, blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's all working out fine here in 2024, but are you buying what Harbs he's selling about 2016, though?
Well, it is a lie. I mean, it's just a matter of, was he mistaking him for a different player or just flat out lying? I mean, that's what it is. For those who don't remember, because I certainly didn't, Derrick Henry was taken 45th overall, the second round pick. The Ravens, now maybe you're thinking, okay, maybe that was still before the Ravens picked in the second round. Not so fast. The Ravens actually had a pick three spots ahead of that. At 42nd overall, they took Kamalai Correa. And we all know how that panned out in Baltimore.
Yeah. Boise State.
Yeah, he was bad. I mean, the thing about it is, give Harbs a break. He's not going to say anything negative. He acted like he knew. You know, he probably couldn't even recall. He couldn't even tell you what year it was or who the Ravens took that year, I'll bet. So he was just trying to make it sound good.
Right, and maybe it's easy to forget. Well, not, that's the wrong way to say it, but you know, with how good Derrick Henry's been in his career, you wouldn't expect him, looking back, to be a second-round pick.
Right.
In hindsight, you're probably thinking, oh, yeah, he was a top-10 pick. But even with that in mind, it doesn't work on that front. The Ravens actually picked sixth overall that year because that was the one year in the Harbaugh era they were picking high. They took Ronnie Stanley.
Yeah, now if Derrick Henry goes 4 overall to Dallas like Zeke Elliott did, then it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yannick Ngakoue, by the way, was a 3rd-round pick that year out of the University of Maryland. So everyone's coming home, man. That was Jared Goff was the first pick, if you're trying to recall, in that year's draft. But anyway, this year's first-round draft pick, Nate Wiggins out of Clemson. Harbs, how's that going?
Yeah, Nate steadily gets better and better. And you saw him make some really good plays out there, some big plays out there. And then there's other plays that, you know, he wants to do better at. And he's young. I mean, they go after him because he's young like they would anybody, you know. But he's held his own really well. I think he's only going to continue to improve because he's got the right mindset for it. And I'm excited about the upside in a big way. And you saw him play a lot as a result.
Yeah, and he showed he'll hit. He came up and made a nice tackle on the one. Then he's missed a tackle. And he'll get his eyes in the backfield. And he'll get beat on a double move. And, you know, so he's super talented. But, you know, cost him on the PI down the field. Then he didn't play after that. So he's still learning. And in critical situations, you know, he made a big play the week before in Cincinnati on that crosser route where he knocked the ball down. I mean, right now you just got to kind of, you're going to have growing pains. And they're going to hurt at times, and it's going to cost you at times. But by the time it's all said and done, you know, he's going to be a good player for you.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, news from the Nest here on this Turn It Up Tuesday. We played this cut earlier if you missed it, but here's John Harbaugh talking about the success of his run defense so far through 6 weeks.
Two things. Our front, I'm talking about our defensive line, linebackers, our defensive ends are playing really good technique, you know, 80% of the time. You know, then 10% of the time is okay, then 10% of the time it needs to be better, and they'll tell you that. But it's really good, and physical and tough and disciplined. The other part of it is our DBs are showing up. Our DBs are showing up in the box and on the edge when they're supposed to, crack replace, showing up on screens, which we consider part of the run defense. For the vast most part, our DBs also are doing a really good job. So to me, it's hand in hand.
Yeah, I think Kyle Hamilton is a big part of that. You know, he comes flying in there. And Marlon had a hell of a game this last game. I thought Marlon played pretty physical, and he played fast, chasing balls and attacking things. But Harb's right with the defensive front. We've talked about it. I think Travis Jones, a Pro Bowl player, and all those guys, whoever the D-line coach is, doing a hell of a job because fundamentally they're all very good. They all keep their shoulders square. They all can punch, lock out. They all are smart guys because they can find the football, and they chase. They hustle to the ball. And that's a big part of, you know, run defense is, you know, chasing the ball because then, you know, you're not giving up the big play. And then Roquan's playing better as we get along, too, to help in the run.
Now, we mentioned Yannick Ngakoue got his first sack of the year last week in that Washington game. Here's John Harbaugh talking about the veteran out of the University of Maryland.
Yeah, it's really cool. Maryland guy, you know, Ravens fan. He and I, we hit it off, you know, stayed in touch all the way through. But the biggest thing is he tells me every time I see him. You know, every time I see him, he tells me, you know, how excited he is to be here and how he's got our backs and everything like that. And I see it in the way he's practicing, the way he's playing. He played tremendously well, which was not a surprise because we saw him practice that way. So big addition to our team. Very excited the way he's rolling.
Adam Schefter reporting today that Yannick Ngakoue is going to be elevated to the 53. Still waiting for the corresponding roster move.
And rightfully so, because Adisa Isaac's not going to play. He's not ready. You know, so they were getting nothing out of that. And Ajabo is getting less and less reps. So he hasn't. And same with Tavius Robinson, because neither one of them are really giving him a ton. Whereas Ngakoue, you know, gave him some juice. And I think he's going to keep getting better and better and better and more comfortable. I would anticipate, Bob, his reps going up, especially like in the Tampa game, that a team that may throw it 45 times, they're going to need a little bit more of a rotation.
And I believe you said this when the Ravens signed him a couple weeks ago, when he was here the first time with Wink Martindale, didn't work well at all.
Did not.
But now different scheme, different philosophy, and, you know, looks like they're trying to take advantage of his strengths right now.
Well, they let him line up wider, which is big for him because he's not the biggest guy. And then you can go in and out. Gives you the ability to go inside or outside. It's like that tackle's there, beat him. And, you know, of his 13 snaps, he probably got chipped on 3 or 4 times too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.